Raider Nation. My name is Sarah Marie, and this is my fifth season with football's fabulous females. The reason why I first wanted to become a part of this team is because we have the best fans in the NFL, and it's kept me coming back every year. Growing up a Raider fan in Sacramento, I looked up to the Raiderettes quite a bit. I always loved their uniform, I loved watching them on the field, and it was always my dream to be a part of the team. One of my favorite things about being a Raiderette is getting into the community, doing work with charities like the Ronald McDonald Foundation, Shriners Hospital. I think it's always great for each and every one of us to give back to our community. Our community gives so much to us, and I think that it's important to contribute back to it to make the world a better place. Raider fans, I'm Sarah Marie, and I look forward to seeing you on game day.
Sarah Marie, along with the rest of football's fabulous females, put on a brilliant performance to the song Thriller last Sunday. If you didn't get a chance to see it, go check it out at Raiders.com. Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. From the field to the community, let's see what Jeanette Thompson has for us this week.
Thanks, JT. Recently, fullback Marcel Reese, the United Way ambassador for the Raiders, headed out with teammates to be a part of a special event here in the community. On a league-wide day of service made possible by the NFL's 40-year-long partnership with the United Way, running back Darren McFadden, wide receiver Jacoby Ford, and defensive backs Tyvon Branch and Tywan Jones joined Reese to participate in the 15th annual United Way Hometown Huddle.
How you guys doing today?
Westlake Middle School in Oakland, in conjunction with the Eagle Village After School Program, hosted players who came out to speak to students about the importance of developing healthy minds and bodies.
All the hard work that you guys put into school, we want you guys to know that we have your backs and we support you guys.
Afterwards, the Raiders headed out with the kids for a little fun on the blacktop.
We're going to have a little fun with the kids outside now.
All right, go.
This is a great program, what the United Way does with the NFL. You know, I'm being able to come out and help kids in middle schools or just in the community. A lot of kids look up to players like us. You know, you want to just come out here and set the best example you can for them.
All right, this time we're going to grab our right ankle with our right hand, and we're going to do one knee.
Obviously, this is our fan base. This is our support system here in Oakland. And for us to come back and show that we – these kids have a support system in us, you know, the Raiders, us being positive role models for these kids is a big thing.
It's a great partnership for us. Every year we look forward to it. The kids are tremendously excited to have the Raiders come out and reinforce the importance of this is big for us.
One, two, three, Raiders!
Back to you, JT.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Raiders Report. Raider fans, keep coming out to O.co Coliseum. The energy has been off the charts, and the Raiders got a big one against the Eagles. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. Have an outstanding week.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.